From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to Minnesota Music Memories. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound, and we have a jam-packed hour of music from the air-conditioned city, Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth rocked back in the day when teens descended on music stores to buy guitars, keyboards, drums, PA systems, in the hope of becoming the next big thing on the local music scene. Dances were held at the local high schools and colleges, but the hot spot was the Duluth Armory up on Miller Hill. Our first song of the evening was by Jimmy Lydell, a cover of Primrose Lane, originally done by Jerry Wallace back in 1959. We can only assume that Jimmy's version came soon after. Trying to find information on some of tonight's artists was, well, a painful and painstaking task. I found nothing on Jimmy Lydell. Up next, another Jimmy, Jimmy Loom. Searching the internet, I found a not-yet-finished website, www.jimmyloommusic.com. Evidently, this Jimmy continued writing and performing music and now lives in Missouri. Here's our second Duluth artist of the evening, Jimmy Loom, with These Must Be the Times.
The more I look around, I find these must be the times.
While in this hotel room one night, without a thing to do, I found a Bible in my nightstand drawer. Opening it, I felt amazed as I began to read how there'd be wars and rumors of wars. It mentioned of the highways and the byways there would be, how the cars would jostle one another, of even the dividing of the churches and our homes, how man would rise up against his brother. These must be the times, 'cause I see the signs, signs which the scriptures bring to light. There's no way to deny it, no way we can hide it, 'cause the more I look around, I find must be betimes. It foretold of objects in the air appearing as great birds, events occurring far beyond belief. Like changing weather patterns, the pollution of our seas, the effects it all would have on you and me. There was talk of floods and earthquakes, great famines that we'd see, continuing wars throughout the Middle East. When such events start to increase, we'll know the time is near where our Lord restores our world to one of peace. As prophecy unwinds, based upon such signs, signs which the scriptures bring to light, there's no way to deny it, no way we can hide it. The more I look around, I find these must be the times.
Cloudy Summer Afternoon. The Tadman Twins were an all-girl band from the Duluth area. Cloudy Summer Afternoon was originally done by Bud and Travis, part of the late 50s folk explosion. The song was written by Travis Edmondson. The B-side to the Tadman Twins single was Love Hurts, a Buddy Holly song made famous by Nazareth and written by Bootle O'Brien. The Twins were backed on that record by the Decades. Our next featured artists are the Titans, a Duluth dance band that performed mostly instrumentals. Members were George Johnson on rhythm guitar, George McClellan on bass, Steve Tamasi on lead guitar, and Dennis Brady on drums. By mid-1963, Steve Coburn became the new lead guitarist with the Titans. Our next song is titled The No Place Special. It was co-written by Coburn and George Johnson in 1963. Outside Chance by The Sounds Like Us, a Duluth group known mostly as, what one blogger says, a darned good cover band. Recorded locally on the Jill Ann label, the record was picked up by Fontana and put out nationally in 1967, where it, according to one source, sank like a stone. Next up on our All Duluth program is a late 60s, early 70s group called Sound Incorporated. It consisted of Dave Parson, Steve Netzel, Mark Verplates, Steve Lucia, Bob Schrader, Michael Boyle, Russ Vandell, and Kurt Johnson. Quite a large group. Their recording Dreams, written by Kurt Johnson and released on the UA recording label, was number one on the WEBC Top 40 or Nifty 50 for 7 weeks in the summer of 1970. The flip side was a Todd Rundgren song, Open My Eyes. One blogger remembers them playing at the Welch Center at Denfeld High School and at the Kirby Center at UMD. And the band still performs with members Dave Parsons, Russ Vandell, Steve Netzel, and Steve Lucia, along with Mick Jackson. Here's Open My Eyes by Sounds Like Us.
See is the fire in your eyes. My eyes.
You just heard New Directions by the Soul Seekers as we featured Duluth-based musical artists from the early 60s through the mid-70s. A reminder, Minnesota Music Memories is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and airs from 8 to 9 p.m. every Thursday on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Here's another group which we know virtually nothing about. They were called Small Society, and they recorded one song, we believe, Live for a Real Good Sound, written by an H. Nelson and D. Monroe on the Westchester label. Let's give a listen.
Been doing.
Well, they didn't tell
I've been a long time of ruin.
Up to jail. Illegal possession of the golden ale.
That was Beer Bus Blues by the Scotsman, a song which may have been influenced by the Novas' The Crusher. Next up, Guided Tour, a Duluth area group that reached new heights of obscurity. When it comes to this group, I must quote Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. Here's Guided Tour with 50 BC Men. Electras began in 1961 when Bill Belinsky put an ad in the Ely Memorial High School paper that read, "Attention all bass players, please call Bill Belinsky. He wants to start a band." Bill started playing guitar in 1957 with his brother Earl. Bill was 10, Earl was 8. Gary Omerza first answered the ad, but he only played accordion. But the Belinskys brought him on board anyway, then found Fred Godek on upright bass. Their first gig was at John's Bar in Ely, where they played polkas, waltzes, and two-steps with a distinct rock and roll flavor. Omerza made the natural progression to Oregon, and the Electras hired Len Erickson on drums and Kay Spalge on vocals. In late 1965, they traveled to Dove Recording Studio in St. Louis Park to record "Bout My Love," which barely nicked the top 40. Catching the attention of producer Warren Kendrick, the Electors were signed to the Scotty label, where they recorded "This Week's Children," which went to number 12 on WDGY. Their third recording became a regional hit, selling 6,000 copies, a big number for a small label back in those days. Here are the Electors with "Dirty Old Man" on Minnesota Music Memories.
Wait, little girl, I've got a few things to say. You feel overnight that you've fallen in love to stay. But girl, he's so much older than you, and how can he give you a love that's true? Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? He's nothing but a freewheeling girl stealing dirty old man. Why, I've seen him around driving his XKE. Rocking cool and flashing personality. Underneath it all, oh, he's oh so wild. And remember, girl, that you're just a child. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? I'm not here to ask or beg or plead, girl, 'cause it's your life and you know what you need, girl. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? Dirty old man, why can't you face the truth? Your money can't buy you back your youth. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? You're nothing but a heart-throbbing, craving rattle, dirty old man.
Later, the Electors changed their name to Twas Brillig over a copyright issue. They were inducted into the Mid-America Music Hall of Fame in 2010. Searching on YouTube, I found this single from 1970 by Chris Blanchard. Chris recorded at least two singles. One was "A Person Not Like Me" with "The Day the Railroad Died" on the B-side. This single was pressed on the Blanchard label. Another single has her singing "Duluth" on the A-side and "You've Got a Way About You" on the B-side. This second 45 is credited to the Chris Blanchard Band and lists the band members on the record. They are Chris Blanchard, Sally Richmond, Mark Rubin, Jack Otterson, plus guest artist Billy Barnard. A 2008 obituary for Chris's mother, Marianne Habish, states that Marianne was a singer-songwriter in her day and that her daughter Chris passed before her mother. Here's the Chris Blanchard Band with the appropriately titled "Duluth."
Duluth's a windy city. She's cool and she's pretty. I watch her from the Skyline Boulevard. Top of Enger Tower to her lake and parks of flowers, she's comfortable as my backyard. And I think I'll never leave her. I'd miss the old canal where I can see the ships go sailing by. I love her golden fall of leaves and snowy Christmas trees. lights that look like stars from summer skies. My heart is here forever. I cherish golden leaves. I need the changing seasons and familiar evergreens. My childhood returns with each snowfall. Duluth is where I like it most of all. Ships go sailing by. I love her golden fall of leaves and snowy Christmas trees and her lights that look like stars from summer skies. My heart is here forever. I cherish golden leaves. I need the changing seasons and familiar evergreens. My childhood each snowfall. Duluth is where I like it most of all. My heart is here forever. I cherish golden leaves. I need the changing seasons and familiar evergreens. My childhood returns with each snowfall. Duluth is where I like it most of all.
On deck, another group from Duluth, Minnesota, who allegedly recorded this next 45 at Chess Studios in Chicago and subsequently lost most of the copies when they melted in a car. That's about all we know about Dark Hood, other than they recorded this song titled Destination.
Come on,
just heard Randy Ramjet, written and recorded by Lynn Scooter LaSalle at Dove Recording Studio in Minneapolis, and originally released on the local High Nibble label. Then Scooter got a call from Herb Alpert's brother, Larry, who put it out on A&M Records. The song was named after Scooter's then-wife, Randy. Scooter first played with a Duluth group, the Green Apple Quickstep, who performed at many venues, including Casbar Lounge in Duluth and Darlene's Lounge in Superior, Wisconsin. Green Apple even opened for the Lovin' Spoonful and the New Vaudeville Band. Then it appears Scooter moved to Minneapolis, where he did some solo work at a taco joint where John Denver would stop and listen. Lynn then joined a three-piece group called Daybreak. He later did some studio and DJ work. Our next group is named Actor. Googling turned up nothing. They did record a single, Straight Up, with Told You So on the B-side in 1978 on the Northwind labels out of Duluth. Here's another song titled Starship Rider.
Says it's all hallucination, but it's so real I can be sure. She speaks to me in real conversation, till I'm convinced I must believe it. Many powers thwart the might of nations. While she's here, there's only second base. She can't explain and says I must have patience. Patience till the multitude embrace.
I know the way the strangers treat.
Quick Breath was the brainchild of Duluth musician Tracy Lundeen, who had been part of the Duluth music scene since he was a kid. Quick Breath played a dozen clubs in and around Duluth, often five nights a week. Other members were Bruce Taylor, John Hanton, Scott Goldman, and Randy Magnuson. According to Lundeen, my friends at the very same time were working as checkout clerks at the grocery store. So you know, they could work 8 hours and maybe make $16 to $20, and I could go out and sing for 3 hours and make $20 to $25. Plus, the girls were after me, and I didn't know about any girls that would follow checkout or grocery beggars around. These days, Tracy Lundeen is a producer and concert promoter, and he plays music for kids with a group called Jungle Sam and the Singing Safari Band. From the 70s, here's Quick Breath with Nasty Weather, written by Terry Lundeen and released on the Show Pro label. Group of the evening is called Winterwood. Now, they're a 1970s group from Duluth who recorded a single with Love Music as the A-side and Rock and Roll Lovers as the B-side, both tunes written by Bill Sandwick and recorded at Sound 80 in Minneapolis and pressed on Sound 80's Show Pro label. I imagine my friend Scotty Rivard did the engineering. Here's the B-side to that single, Rock and Roll Lovers. Thanks for joining us on our tribute to Duluth, Minnesota, on Minnesota Music Memories.